Welcome to the GOG Cast, brought to you by Mad Cats, all about the game. An XSplit broadcaster, simple yet powerful, live streaming and recording. And now, your host, Leah.
Hello and welcome, my lovely video game loving friends. It's GOG Cast number 83. A wonderful Monday evening here this evening. I'm so excited that you guys are all here. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to this post-live show on iTunes or YouTube. Mondays, they're a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful day of the week, and that's why we podcast on them. With me today, I've got Simon. How are you doing, sir? Exactly. So the other one repping some, esports swag is Allie. How are you?
I'm good.
And you all are probably wondering who the wonderful, lovely extra member of GOG here is today. That is Miss May Vandelay. She's also known as TechCore in the internet realms, and she has an amazing job working with the great folks of Northern Arena. May, thank you for hanging out with us this evening.
Thanks for having me. I'm really pleased to be here.
Yay! So not only are you doing stuff with the awesomeness that is Northern Arena, you're also coming from New York City broadcasting live today.
Broadcasting live from Radio City. No. Yeah.
From ESL1 New York?
Post ESL1 New York podcast? Absolutely.
Love it. So, May, can you give everybody a little bit of bio on yourself, what you do, and all that stuff?
Sure. By trade, I'm a freelance photographer, events photographer, specializing in esports photography. I love capturing the moments at events, at championships. At Northern Arena, I do some social media and content management or production with a couple of other guys.
Yeah. So you're the face behind that we see most frequently on their Discord channel.
Yes, absolutely. I do my best to keep people updated in our Discord channel with whatever's going on, because I know sometimes it's a little bit difficult to like keep track of a website. Mm-hmm. So I like to just push out links and just be like, hey, this is what's happening. If you're not following us on Twitter or Facebook or even Instagram, then that's a place to be.
Sweet. Yeah, it's a good place to get all the details on Northern Arena and ask questions. And then they've also got different chats going depending on the game that you're interested in watching or participating in or whatever else is happening. So it's a great space if you want to keep up to date with what's happening at Northern Arena. Speaking of Northern Arena, we announced it last week during the podcast, and it's coming to the Bell Center November 13th. Really stoked about that.
Oh, I'm super hype. The Bell Center, I've actually never been there, and the Habs are my home team.
Nice.
So I'm excited to be at the Bell Center, not only as a Habs fan, but as an avid esports, super fan.
I can't wait. I can only imagine, I've got these, ideas of glory in my head of how it's going to look, and I'm super.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm more excited most, to see what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
It's going to be so strange to be there for an esports event.
I know.
It's going to feel kind of surreal. That this place, I go see a sports
concerts and hockey
is gonna be esports. It's just kind of strange.
And the fact that it's at the Bell Center, I've had many people at work come up to me and be like, so what's this thing happening at the Bell Center? I don't understand. And then I explained to them, oh, that's so cool, that's so awesome. Yeah, it is awesome in Montreal, it's freaking awesome.
Yeah, as soon as I heard, I forwarded the press release to the PD at Showm, and I was like, we need to jump on this.
Get your ticket stats.
Yeah, ticket stats. All right, before we get into all that goodness that is, Northern Arena, and I want to know what everybody's playing this week. We're going to start with you, May, because you are our guest. What video games are you playing lately?
Oh, I guess lately I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft since Legion
came out. Yes, preach. Yes.
And Dota 2. A lot of Dota 2.
Boo.
Very nice.
Wow.
It can't be perfect. So.
All right, wait, hold on. What's your item level, though?
My warlock is 852.
Okay.
Oh! If I had a mic, I would drop it.
Mike and dropping it. Oh my goodness.
I love
it. Friendly banter happening in here at the same time. All right, Simon, what are you playing then?
What do you think? Too much WoW. Too much WoW. And it's crazy. I'm addicted back to when I was playing with Burning Crusade and Wrath, and it's just so insane. I don't even know why I'm so addicted to it. Like, I don't understand what's keeping me in the game, but there's something keeping me logging back in every single day, and it's been fantastic. And I was able to squeeze a couple hours of Destiny in there.
Nice.
Yes, because everyone's been bugging me to play Destiny. So,
have you put Overwatch away for a little while?
Yes, I have. I don't know why. I guess.
Well, because you can only play so many games at once. Yeah, there's only so many hours in a day.
True. I mean,
plus work and sleep and eat and that kind of thing.
I mean, it's horrible because all I did this weekend, all I was play WoW. Like, I didn't even fucking shower. I played WoW from fucking Friday evening to Sunday evening. And it was fantastic. It was just bliss, complete bliss. So that was awesome. So no, I mean, eventually I'll go back to Overwatch for sure, because it's the kind of game you can just pick up and start playing again, like when they put new heroes, that kind of stuff. But for now, I'm gonna stick to WoW and a bit of Destiny every now and then.
Cool.
Yep.
So Allie, you're also playing Destiny?
Yeah, of course I'm playing Destiny.
Suckered back in again.
No.
No, I thought you left it for a little bit.
Oh, a year ago, I picked it back up, but I haven't left it recently. I've been playing on a weekly, if not daily basis,
for
the past 6-7 months. Playing Destiny, finishing up some of finishing up the raid in Rise of Iron. And also Elder Scrolls Online to kind of fill my Bethesda hole and to tide me over until Skyrim Special Edition comes out.
That's soon, right?
Yes, not soon enough. I almost had a mental break this weekend. I actually was so desperate, I tried modding Fallout 4 into a fantasy game.
Did it work?
Not really. I didn't feel the same. So I just started playing ESO again. I resubscribed, and I'm hoping that'll kind of take the edge off for the last couple weeks. But that's it. That's what I'm playing.
Very cool. I'm in the middle of Yo-Kai Watch 2 Fleshy Souls.
Yes.
Who names their game Fleshy Souls?
Let's talk about the Fleshy Souls, please.
I'm shaking my head for those people that can't watch. I love Yo-Kai Watch. I mean, everything about it, it just gets me. It gets me even more than Pokemon does in some cases, because, you have these cute little characters, a little butterfly looks so awesome, and then it goes and introduces yourself after it makes friends with you and says its name, and it's this deep guttural man voice, and I'm like, whoa. And then it has these weird instances with the just how the characters are drawn, and there's a fight in the middle of the street, and you're like, why are they standing in the middle of the street? And then it does weird things like naming it Fleshy Souls. I don't know. It's weird. It's fun. I love it. It's totally up my alley. So I'm hooked again.
Any game that has souls in a title, I guess I should give it a try.
Yeah, I know you like the Dark Souls, the dank souls and stuff.
Ashes coming out soon. Ashes in a month, I think. DLC. So excited.
Mm-hmm. Man, there's so much stuff coming out. Yep. I'm glad my work project is launched.
No sleep October.
Mm-hmm. And it's not because you watch too many scary movies.
No, I don't watch scary movies.
No, I like scary movies.
Big push.
All right, let's get into some of the news now. May got to go check out everything that was at ESL 1, and I want to know what she thought. How was it, girl?
Oh man, the Barclay Center is amazing. Yeah. It is so it was lit, actually. And there were so many lights and flashy things. No, it was pretty great. For the most part, I was hanging out at the Score Esports Brooklyn Beatdown, which was the Street Fighter V competition. Mm-hmm. So being a part of the FGC like in that environment, that was pretty rad. It was fun catching up with a couple of people that I knew. I was cheering on some of our local heroes, Chirithi and Elias. They played recently in Montreal.
Yes.
So like they were there, so it was fun watching them go and play. Unfortunately, Chirithi got taken down by Daigo, but
can't win them all.
No, he can't. Especially against the Beast. Cannot.
That's his nickname, the Beast?
Daigo the Beast, yeah.
Jesus Christ, okay.
Like he's like a Japan legend. Oh, yeah. Someone was telling me the other day about how one time he went back to Japan and he had lost his passport, and they're just like, oh, we know you. We'll just let you through.
Wow.
When you're that famous. That's like Kanye West famous.
Right?
That's crazy.
The CSGO stuff, oh, that was amazing. ESL production is always on point.
Always.
Yes.
And it was so mind-blowing.
The stage was fantastic. Oh, my God.
I loved it. It was so cool because you'd have, like, you had like monitors watching, like while watching it. There were three of them, right? So there was like the one on the left, one on the right, and then there was like a little square one in the middle for the audience to see. And that square one was the map the map. And I thought that was really cool, just how they did that. Yeah.
Like I love the banners in the back of like the teams, the players, and like how behind each player there was like the member and then the HP under it. It was just like fucking wow. That was really above and beyond as far as production quality goes. For an event held in North America, I'm really surprised because that's the kind of level Europe usually goes to. So that was really awesome to see that.
It looked like there was a lot of folks there too. Like I saw you had retweeted Ice-T was there.
Yes.
He was there.
Oh, yes. Man. So funny. Everybody's hooked.
Did you see the video he posted?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
And it was so out of nowhere. Because usually ESL is like, you know, you don't swear, you know, you keep it family friendly. And then he just like, what the hell were they thinking?
It's Ice motherfucking tea. What do you
I know, expect? But it was just so funny though.
It was so random.
Yes, it was. They were like, oh, he's there. Let's just get him on stream so that it's cred or something. It was so funny.
And then Cruella was there too with their live performance.
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. I'm kind of disappointed. Well, not disappointed, but there were so many delays, though. It was so, oh, my God. Like, yeah. I was reading a thread. Like, the analyst desk was there from 8 a.m., to 2 a.m. like the morning after. That's because the finals ended at like 2, and so
not the same people.
Yeah, Thorin, YNK, and Machine. They're insane. These guys. It's crazy.
Oh my! I mean, when you go over into your third overtime,
oh God.
Yeah, you get some pretty hype matches, but everybody, I'm assuming everybody is exhausted by the end of the day. Yeah. I know I would be exhausted, but. Mm-hmm. Oh, like there were some pretty fun plays though.
Oh my God! I watched it the whole weekend, and just like that whole Liquid Na'Vi semifinal was just absolutely amazing. It was so some of the best CS I've seen in that Virtus Pro SK. Oh my God! It was like, what's going on?
Yeah, the coin flip op over the wall.
Oh, that was just like. And now everyone's going to do in matchmaking in ACA. Everyone's going to flip their op over the wall at dust 2 just to, like, cause a distraction.
Hug it up. We're going to see. We'll have to, like, you know, there will probably be a drinking game with a couple of people. I'm sorry. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk.
No, yes, you're allowed to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah. We bring one here when Twitch goes down.
There's probably going to be a drinking game somewhere across the world where it's like, well, okay, let's get into this. Into the server and see how many people do that coin flip toss.
No, that was absolutely. And it's funny because like Red Eye asked him, so why did you do it? Oh, it's just to fuck with him. I'm like, okay. And it worked. That's the worst thing. It worked. It was just so fucking funny.
That was the best thing is that it worked.
Yes. It's like one of those things like in the movies. Like you watch the Mighty Ducks and they do something stupid like the flying V. Yeah. You know
hey,
what
it
I
works.
Mean? It comes out. No one could do it again. Nobody can do it again. It won't.
Remind me of the. Remind me of Guardians of the Galaxy when he starts dancing at the end. He's like, what are you doing? I'm distracting you, turd blossom. So you have to just do something like, you know, that far out of character.
That is pretty much what happened. It's just no, it was really, I'm pretty sad I wanted Virtus Pro to win, but it's cool to see Simple win, so it's awesome.
So exciting to watch. Mm-hmm. All right, Allie, you got some news about my favorite scientist and a video game he's making.
Yeah, okay, so I don't know how I found this morning, but apparently Neil deGrasse Tyson is making a video game.
Why?
So basically, they realized that there was a void in educating, like, educative. Wow.
Educational?
Educational.
Educational. That's the word I was looking for. Wow, I think I need educational games. But yeah. They found that there was a void where educational games didn't just become, like, quiz generators or, like little, like, tests at one point or another. Mm-hmm. So they decided to make their own open-world exploration game, but with real-life science and real-life physics inside of it. So basically, the game is kind of being described as No Man's Sky 2.0. The scope of the universe will be comparable to our actual universe, and you'll be able to explore solar systems and planets and worlds built by other creators, both in the science world and in the fictional world. So folks like George R.R. Martin and Neil Gaiman will be creating worlds of their own inside this game, and then people like Bill Nye and Tyson will also be creating their own worlds.
Bill Nye the science guy?
Yeah, and so
Do you know any other Bill Nyes than the science guy?
No.
Exactly.
But still, I'm sure there is someone out there who gets
guaranteed.
Bill Nye the accountant.
The same ring to it. Michael Bolton once, so that was
Not like a ton of information about the game. There are a few pieces of concept art floating around, but yeah, it's supposed to be an open world game. People are going to be able to build their own space stations and explore and set up trade routes and all kinds of stuff. It looks pretty interesting. So keep an eye out for that. It will be coming to PC and there will be a mobile tie-in version.
That's cool. They didn't have a date?
No, no date as of right now. I'm sure we'll hear something very soon.
That's cool. I bet you that could easily be packaged into a science class.
Yes.
Elementary school level or high school level.
Well, I mean, considering how many schools are using Minecraft in the classroom, I can definitely see this being or following that trend. Mm,
definitely. On a more somber note, I know we often deal with these kinds of things when it comes to social media, and after someone has left us, their account, you know, still exists and is a place where we can, you know, like give our, you know, rest in peace or messages, say our farewells, that kind of thing. There was a really interesting article on Polygon of a gentleman who had come across a friend who had passed away in the form of his Drivatar. Playing Forza Horizon 3, which is really, really cool and heartening. But he said it was like he was right there playing with me again, because that's the whole thing about the Drivatar, right? Mm. It's supposed to be like the same kind of action as, you know, it learns from you as you play to be able to drive like you. So I thought this was really sweet and a really nice piece. I will post a link for it later because I think it was really interesting. And then Allie, you said that this is not the first time this kind of thing has been spoken about. Oh, Allie, you've muted yourself. That would happen.
Yeah, Simon did it first.
I was muted the whole, like, half of the episode.
Just saying, so his entire intro, no one heard Simon.
Yeah, whatever. It's all that can important anyway.
So the first time this actually was publicized, I'm sure this has happened in the past, but no one's come on social media to talk about it. It was actually a young man who encountered his father's ghost car an original Xbox game.
Wow.
It was called Rally Sport Challenge, and he raced his dad's ghost. Once he found his Xbox again, he reconnected it, wanted to play the game to, you know, bring back memories, and there was his dad. And like that, if that story like alone isn't super emotional, someone made a short film called Player 2, and it basically just it beautifully illustrates and brings to life that tale. I will share it in the chat for you guys to watch, but keep some Kleenex handy because it's pretty emotional.
Yeah, get some tissues ready.
I'm an emotional guy, and I'm gonna bawl when I see that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
yeah, it's It's pretty interesting how internet is changing us. I recently had a friend pass away like a week or so ago, suddenly, and his wall on Facebook became this total memorial. And I can see where video games is going to become the same thing. Someone's Twitch channel being able to go back and watch past videos and all that kind of stuff. It's really going to start to, you know, you almost live on past your traditional lifespan through the internet. So it's quite interesting. Simon.
Yeah.
Got some news on Twitch because TwitchCon just happened.
Yeah. Real quick, two big news came out of TwitchCon, actually. Mm-hmm. One was Twitch Prime, which is the mixing of Amazon Prime and Twitch. So basically now that you have an Amazon, which I think Prime is basically what Twitch Turbo is. Ali, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
I believe so. I think it's repackaged.
Yeah.
That's
so
exactly what it is.
Basically you pay for Prime and you have Twitch Prime and you have Amazon Prime. So for like, I don't remember how much it is per month. I don't think it's really that expensive. You have all the bonuses of having a Twitch Turbo account and all the bonuses of having an Amazon Prime account, which is kind of freaking awesome when you look at it. So I think it's a great way of integrating the two products together. And my favorite piece of news on Twitch is that now in the beta version, you can now upload your own videos. You don't even need to stream on Twitch. You can create your own channel and upload videos, and they're there permanently.
So Twitch is becoming YouTube and YouTube is becoming Twitch?
Honestly, people have been shitting all over YouTube for a little while now because they've been wanting an alternative, something different, because YouTube is not clear with the policy. It's like channels are getting flagged for no reason. And YouTube's like, honestly, so far it's been, for the last year, I want to say, there's been a lot of controversy around YouTube. And the main problem why people stay there is because there's really no alternative to monetize your videos and make money out of them. So now that Twitch is starting their own platform, I'm interested to see how it's going to happen, because Twitch are, you know, good at monetizing. So are you going to be able to subscribe to viewer or channel, I mean, or like, how is it going to work for exactly? I'm not sure. There wasn't a lot of information on the article that I read, but I'm interested to see exactly how it's going to pan out and if it could be a decent actual alternative to the YouTube that we know and love to hate.
What I find interesting about this is YouTube is actually the second biggest search engine in the world. So on top of just being, you know, a video platform, it does have that side of things, the tagging, all that kind of stuff, that mechanic behind it. Twitch is going to have to do some real work to get up there. I think it's a little easier because it's games and it's kind of putting it into one pocket, but still there's that gamers side of it that I think it'll be really interesting to see how they work out their algorithms and that kind of stuff for search.
It's cool to see, like, it's baby steps, but I think it's very cool to see that, you know, it's happening and they realize that there's a market to be there because people want to leave YouTube and want to go somewhere else. So I think it's a good idea. I'm trying to see what's going to happen.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye out on that. Yep. And this last piece of news that I had to put in here, Allie, Stardew Valley 1.0 update is live. you can now divorce your person you marry in the game.
Yes, and I've heard that the divorce process is actually quite soul crushing.
Yeah, that's what I heard. It's like $30,000 or something. I'm excited. I'm gonna jump back into the game now once I finish my Yokai Watch.
I'm waiting for it to come out on console at the moment.
Yeah, that would be fun too, but I don't want to start from the beginning. I'm just ready to continue the story that I have now. May, are you playing or did you play Stardew Valley at all?
No, not at all.
No?
Oh, no, I have a friend back home. She's been playing that nonstop, though, and she loves it. So I'll just sit by and I'll watch her, and I'll be like, can we play World of Warcraft now?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, don't, Simon, you were addicted at one point, too.
I was.
There was a point where you'd go on our Discord, and there would just be a list of us, like the online people, all playing Stardew Valley.
That was so funny.
One after another, Stardew Valley.
I think we have a problem right now.
One weekend, it was nothing but the full, like, latest series or latest season of House of Cards on this screen and Stardew Valley on that screen. That's all it was. It was great.
No, it's a great little game. It's just, I don't know, I got bored of it.
Yeah. Well, now they're bringing more stuff. So it'll bring you back in. You will get sucked back in.
I'm going to play WoW.
Divorce.
Yeah, by divorce, exactly.
By divorce.
I'd rather play WoW, thank you.
Okay.
You can't divorce in WoW.
Exactly. You can't marry in WoW, so that's just the thing.
It has not stopped people from trying.
That's true. There is a wedding gown and a tuxedo in WoW.
Want to buy a girlfriend.
There you go. All right, guys, it's time to get into our topic of the show, which, of course, is Miss May, who has joined us here today. So, May, you say your background's actually in freelance photography, but you obviously have this serious drive and love for esports. What brought the two together?
That's a really good question. I think it's because within the past 5 years, esports has really blown up in a really amazing way. Growing up, I used to play Counter-Strike competitively. But like competitively, I meant like regional, so I never went anywhere. and I just really like competitive games. So now I love enjoying watching people who are as passionate in the game that they're playing as I used to be. So I really support that. I'd like to support that.
And what games are you like most driven to play? Is it mostly esport games that you play yourself? Do you play more of a console style at all?
I guess I went in like phases. Like end all be all PC Master Race.
Yes. Oh my God, where have you been all my life? Jesus Christ. Okay, fair enough.
I did play Destiny religiously last year. Mm-hmm. And I guess, you know, growing up I played a little bit of Halo. But I always went back to PC. Yeah.
And how did you get involved with Northern Arena?
So their first event in December last year, I was there and I was taking photos at the event. And that's where I had met Ben Sully and Launders for the first time, and even Carl. And after talking with them, they're just like, hey, you want to come join? And I was like, yeah, Canadian esports, that's my jam. I want to help grow esports in Canada. We have a lot of really, really amazing players. I go to frequent tournaments. I go to tournaments frequently. it's really cool watching people grow. For example, there is a player, No Regret, he plays StarCraft 2, and now he lives in Korea playing StarCraft 2.
Wow, that's cool. And when did you start following him?
It was probably around last year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he was pretty quick.
Yeah, well, what had happened before was I was just watching esports, you know, watching Twitch, watching ESL, Evo, like, just Twitch, whatever was on. As long as it was competitive gaming, I was there. And before that, I was actually in IT for the past 10 years of my life. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, I'm not about this life anymore. Let's come back and like figure out what I want to do. And it's esports, really. So I had joined a local community where I was living at the time in Ottawa, taking photos. And they brought me to Canada Cup last October. and then that's pretty much where it all began, right?
Very cool. And you are now living in Toronto, working out of Toronto, enjoying the T-Dot.
Yeah, love it. Oh, born and raised in Toronto.
Okay, sure. Cool. Yeah. All right, so you guys had your first event at Fan Expo. Second event. First big one in that sense when it was part of this new life of Northern Arena. Yeah. And what was the reaction? How did you guys feel on the show floor?
Oh, I think it was really overwhelming, really exciting. The venue itself, I wasn't expecting it. I knew what it was going to look like on the floor plans, but actually walking into the venue and walking into the space, it was something unreal, right? Prior to that, I had been to LCS in Toronto, and I mean that was really big. So I was just like, oh, I wonder what we're going to do. I wondered what it was going to feel like when we went in. And that was really, really exciting. when we stepped into the, when I stepped into the arena, I saw like the big screens up on the ceiling, and then the projections on the floor. It was
pretty sick.
It was pretty sick, yeah. And all the people that had come in, this is the part that I enjoyed the most. Everyone that had been coming in off of the Fan Expo floor, they had no idea what was going on. Mm. They were just like, oh, what's this? What's video games? What's esports? But just as they would walk in asking those questions, they'd look up and they'd be like, wow, this is amazing. Like, what's the prize pool? Or, yeah, sorry, one second.
No worries.
And then we would tell them, well, you know, we have professional teams that have come from around the world, North America, especially, and they win X amount of dollars. So just like, wow, I really should have probably continued to play whatever game I was playing.
How would we have known?
We wouldn't have, right? Like, prize pools, like, back in my day were $500.
Well, I mean, even like recently, Dota started the multi-million dollar thing. Well, StarCraft had a bit before, but I mean, the real big ones is Dota, and
Like with the Manila Major, the International, like $7 million.
Yeah, it's growing more and more, and I think now a lot of other esports are like, oh, we can actually like give a lot of money and more people are going to come watch it. So we'll make more money. It's like, yeah, that's what you got to do. So, I mean, more and more now, like now for CSGO, you don't see a tournament under 200, 250K. So it just doesn't exist. Now it's all, you know, 250, 300, 500, even a million, like majors are now $1 million. So it's pretty cool to see that happening. It sure as hell isn't $500, like you said, from this little CJEP tournament.
I mean, I was really happy with $500.
No, for sure. I made this by playing a game.
We're in university? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's one book, guys.
Yeah, seriously. One book. Adnan is saying.
Depending on what courses you're in.
Yeah, that's true. Adnan is saying, back in my day, prize pools were just the graphic cards at best. So, yeah, it's true. It wasn't even money involved. It was just, if you're lucky, you got a mouse. Yay.
So, like we mentioned before, Northern Arena's first big event after joining kind of the Bell family was in Toronto with Fan Expo. And there was a few technical hiccups here and there. With the event at the Bell Center coming up, which is a much bigger event and show. Venue, exactly. What did you guys learn from Fan Expo, and what's going to change with the Bell Center?
What we learned from Fan Expo was that we are always going to be listening to our fans. We're going to make sure that whenever something goes on, you know, we act on it right away. There's definitely a lot of communication that during our postmortem, we were talking about how we can better our next event. So we've taken all precautions in order to mitigate any such issues moving forward. I know this sounds like a really, really like fake answer, but I have worked on past events, and it's unfortunately a common thing. Delays. I don't want to make that like, I don't know how to say this. Like it's not something to be accepted. But right, like with ESL, there were some delays with some hanging in their stream or like three times overtime. Right. Mm-hmm. We think of contingency funds. Right. So hopefully, during our next event, because it's such a bigger event, we have. We'll be able to hold off on any crazy things that might happen.
It's tough. I mean, everything, it's live, right? I mean, anything can happen. And so like, I find it very reassuring and really a great thing that you guys are putting listening to your community at the forefront. Cause I mean like Reddit and Twitter and even Twitch chat to an extent, God help us, it's a really valuable learning tool, right? Like, cause I mean, your community and your consumers know what they want, and they're usually ones like super with like their finger on the pulse of whatever industry you're working on mm-hmm. or working in. So I'm sure that, I mean, just having listened to your community, that's going to help us so much.
Honestly, like if there's one thing that I could tell you and Carl and everyone who's listening, just having someone like respond to people on Reddit would make, I don't know if you had someone there, but it would make a big difference, because like there's been issues with ESL, there's been issues with MLG, there's been issue with like a lot of it, but then you're like, for example, I take MLG, I have MLG Adam, who's always on the subreddit, and then whenever there's a hiccup on the stream or whatever, he goes, hey guys, we know what's happening, there's this issue, we're trying to fix it, thank you for your patience. Just that will absolutely negate all the bad comments they're gonna make. Okay, they know it's happening, they're working on it. Like, you really have to be on the ball with social media so far, because it's
transparency,
so
right?
Yeah, exactly. That's what people, they just want to know what's happening, you know, mm-hmm. and that someone's working. Of course, we're not dumb. If the stream's not happening, we know someone's working on it, just not twiddling your thumbs. But just the fact that someone is saying, you know, we know, guys, we're working on it. It's an issue, whatever, mm-hmm. you know, it's going to happen. So
I think, yeah, because Murphy's Law, right?
Pretty much. Mm-hmm.
That's definitely something that we're working on. I know that during the event we had some people in Twitch chat talking to the audience, making sure that we were answering as many questions as possible. We'll definitely pay more attention to Reddit. Reddit does have a loud voice, so
Reddit can be.
We hear you. You know, like yeah, and all the entire community, Twitter. We're on that. I usually respond to DMs. As much as possible. So usually, if you have a question, that's probably me answering that question. So say hi. Yeah. But yeah, we collected ourselves. We picked ourselves back up, and we're definitely gonna knock it out of the park there, in Montreal.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes down to it, everything's trial and error, right? But when you're hosting events like this, like I said, they're live. So trial and error is. It's live. You just have to roll with it. But I don't know. I think I'm very hopeful for the Montreal event. I think it's going to be awesome.
And you know, like it or not, you're going up against companies like ESL, like DreamHack, who've been doing this for years and years and years, and know the ins and outs of live streaming, like the back pockets. And you guys are new. You know, you pretty much just started, not even a year ago. So it's,
you're learning. We're growing.
Exactly, yeah.
And we're here. We're here to stay. We want to make sure that Canadian esports grows.
That's good to hear.
I think, like that, yeah, that I think that goal and that direction mm-hmm. is what's gonna make everything just like it's each event is gonna get better and better mm-hmm. and better and be another notch in the belt of Canadian esports, mm-hmm. which is exactly what we need.
Yep.
Exactly. So the event, you're gonna have CS:GO, you're gonna have Dota 2, Clash Royale. And also got Hearthstone.
We're going to have
Hearthstone was at the last event.
That was the last event. Yes, correct. Anything else we can expect to see in the future? Because I remember talking with Carl when he was here not too long ago. He kind of mentioned the console partner potential, but are you guys ready to disclose anything when it comes to that?
We do tomorrow.
Oh,
we're early!
One day early.
Damn it!
We have a major console and a game that we are super.
Allie is with the subliminal mess. For those watching at home.
Is there anything? Like, I mean, is cold, hot? No, I'm just joking. I'll wait, but I'm very excited.
For those listening to the audio portion, Allie was drinking out of her Xbox cup, just so you guys know. And caressing
fingers
it.
Fingers crossed! Yeah, that'll be really, really exciting to see. Now we're going to be at bated breath waiting tomorrow to find out what console and
is
what
that your
game.
Console?
Yeah, that's Allie's console, yes.
Yeah, I'm also a PC gamer. I have a great gaming PC, but I am primarily Xbox just because my clan is primarily Xbox, except for the WoW players amongst us. So, yes, huge Xbox fan. I like competitive gaming on Xbox, I know. Shame on me. Simon's probably mad at me. Look at him. Look at his face.
He's totally judging right now.
Look.
If you like, you gotta do. If you like,
yeah, thank you.
That's.
I mean, if you want to play on a subpar system, good on you. You do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna stab you. All right. That's very cool, though. It's very cool to know that there's an incoming announcement.
Wicked. Love it. What does Northern Arena plan to do to help bolster Canadian esports beyond just showing having events here in town?
In town specifically? Oh,
well, in Montreal, in Toronto.
We have a lot of plans. Unfortunately, those are things that I'm unable to disclose. I know that I am passionate about, you know, maybe hoping to start something like collegiately or something like that. Yes. I'm not sure.
That's interesting.
That's me personally. Nothing Northern Arena related, but I feel like that's something that esports needs is infrastructure, right? Starting systemically from maybe I would even say like high school or even elementary school, just team building exercises through gaming, right? And if that explodes into esports or grows into esports rather, then all the better.
And as a woman in the industry, what do you think could be done to help not just women, but also women in esports in this country?
In this country, in Canada specifically?
Yeah.
I would just do it. There are actually a lot of women in the industry that you don't really see. You don't see them that much, maybe on screen. I know that there's a lot of like Twitch people out there, but you know, there are a lot of them running production, running like as TDs or as like admins. I know that a lot of the Toronto community that I've worked with, there are a lot of female admins actually. So keep at it, keep doing it. If you are in Ontario, this is because that's the scope of my knowledge right now.
It's okay.
I know that UOIT and Durham College, they have like a really, they have a really, really cool club. Mm-hmm. They have their esports club and they have Lamore. And their president is actually, is female. And she does her best to ensure that everybody's having fun at their LAN, which is the biggest LAN in Ontario.
Nice. Very cool. Very cool. If any of you folks in Twitch chat have any questions here for May, feel free to toss them in. We will ask them to her.
I got two.
I know Simon's got some. Yeah.
I don't even know if they're in the document, but I'm spitballing here.
Go.
Simon's going off book.
I'm going off the book.
Go off book, my friend.
Yeah, I want to know what's the process in like getting teams to come to Montreal and play in Pro Montreal. Now, right now, for CS:GO, like you have Liquid, like NA teams, you know, Liquid and Energy, I can understand already North America, but like Immortals are from, I think, Dutch. I don't remember where they're from, and NVS, of course, are French. Like, how do you approach a team and how do you get them to be like, yo, our event's gonna be awesome and fantastic, especially that. You know, spoilers, IPB Invitational is at the same time as Northern Arena. So you're kind of competing to bring teams to your event as opposed to the other one. Like, so like, how do you get them to come to your event rather than go to another event?
Immortals is Brazil.
Yes, Immortals is true.
So, gosh, Simon.
I was thinking of Heroics. Heroic. I got them confused. Sorry.
No, I'm helping out. I'm helping out.
Yes,
I got you.
That's true. Sorry. Thanks.
I'm not a part of the team that does the contracts for getting teams to come out to play, but I know that from my experience, what it is it's really just reaching out to the teams, mm-hmm. to the managers, and saying like, listen, we have an event. It's happening at like in like 6 months or something. It's really planning ahead of time, right? Knowing who you want, how to reach out to them. The earlier, the better. It's like with booking a plane. If you're going on vacation and you know in advance that you're going, book 6 months early. Okay. That way it's a lot cheaper for you. But in the case of esports, it's a terrible analogy. Why do I even talk?
It's fine.
In the case of esports, it's because there are so many events that are happening, even like weekly right now, you have to get to them as fast as possible. So reaching out to email, sometimes even Twitter. You know what's surprising is that I find that Twitter is such a dead social media platform outside of esports. But in esports, it's crazy. Everybody is on it. I don't know. That's what I feel. That's like if I try to like tweet somebody from like a food chain or something, they don't ever respond. Chipotle, please.
They like their Facebook.
Yeah, they do. They respond to Facebook more than Twitter. But yeah.
So right now you have four teams confirmed for CS:GO.
That's correct.
Do we have? I'm guessing you're working. Do we have an idea of the total number of teams that you want to have at the live event?
The live event, still working on that. So I can't answer those questions.
Fine.
Wrong person to ask.
You've got
Carl's in chat. Amy?
Oh, Carl's in chat.
Carl, answer for us, man. Come on, you're in chat. I see you there.
You've got four teams announced for CS:GO. You got four teams announced for Dota 2.
Get the casting.
Is there any way for folks who are interested and they want to get in and play on any other tournaments happening at the same time? Because I know you guys have the chances to get entered by playing in online tournaments.
Yeah, so we have Call of the North. So all you got to do is apply at tournaments at northernarena.com or go to our website, northernarena.ca. Apply there with your team. Please make sure that your team is, your CS:GO team is Canadian, run by a Canadian organization. Again, we're building the Canadian scene. The economy must stay in Canada. That's one of our things. All of our rules and regulations are on the site, so you can always read up there. Or if you have any questions, again, tournaments@northernarena.ca. So that will be coming up. You can still apply for Call of the North. For Dota 2, unfortunately, we just actually finished our qualifiers. so we have FDL that's coming. And they qualified, so that was pretty intense. I don't know if you guys follow Dota, but those matches were pretty live.
I should, but I don't know.
Sorry. No, unfortunately.
World of Warcraft. Too much.
I play WoW when I watch CS:GO on my second monitor. That's all I do.
But yeah, those are the ways that you can sign up for our tournaments.
Cool.
I have one question.
Go ahead, Ellie.
And it's like kind of a fun question. So we know that Northern Arena has touched Hearthstone, CS:GO, Dota, and Clash Royale. Is there a competitive game that you personally would like to see Northern Arena get involved in?
Everybody probably makes fun of me for it, but Rocket League?
Yeah!
Love
Why
Rocket
would they make fun
League?
Of you?
Nothing but love from this camera area. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, I love Rocket League. I think it's a fun game to watch. It's a fun game to play. It's a fun game to watch. It's probably the closest thing to a sport in its most ridiculous form. Yes. And the casters that I have listened to, they are hilarious. Mm. They're the most entertaining.
We had there was an event at DreamHack Montreal, and I stayed there and I watched like the whole tournament. And honestly, what I like the most about Rocket League is that even if you don't even play a video game, you can watch it and understand and be like, wow, that's insane what the guy just did. And that's what I really like about the game, is that you can just watch it and enjoy it without understanding 100% what's happening. So that's what's the coolest.
My mom actually walked in on like me playing with my clan, and we were like all going nuts and like yelling and screaming and laughing. And like she has very little video game knowledge. Even like she realized, like she was like, oh my God, what is that? Is that those cars? Is it soccer?
Yeah. Like, oh, it's a soccer ball and it's a car. Yeah. That's cool.
Putting RC cars and soccer together was like a match made in heaven.
It really was.
With crazy
awesome.
Physics.
I'm really glad to hear you say that. And I don't know, even if it doesn't become like the headliner at a Northern Arena event, if you guys ever did like side events, that'd be awesome. That'd be super cool. Right.
The thing about Rocket League 2 is, just like you said, Ali, it's approachable for people who are non-gamers. And that's the challenge here in the city. Whenever we have esports events, it's like, how do you make, you know, the layman understand what the hook is, right? And Rocket League's a really easy way to get people in. Like CS:GO, yeah, it makes sense. You shoot them whatever. Sometimes with Dota or LOL or something like that, it can be a lot more complicated to get someone into it. Mm-hmm. But Rocket League gets like right off the bat. Mm-hmm. People understand. People get soccer, people get hockey, put ball in net, makes sense.
Yep. I think it's the easiest esport to probably get into, so.
I'm really happy that you guys are also on board with this, because everybody makes fun
of me. Dear Carl.
Carl, we know you're in chat. You're in chat. Make this happen, man. Come on.
Love it. Love it. Do we have any last questions for May before we close out the show?
Not me per se, no.
No, I think we're good.
Awesome. Well, I have a little announcement to make. What? May, you're running a good time. What? You're going to have to come to Montreal.
What?
Just saying. And not just because of Northern Arena. October is a very special month here in the GOG universe. And it's the month that we launched. And guess what? We turned 5 this year.
Yay! 5 already.
Just before we continue, sorry. Go Carl ahead. Is actually in our Discord channel.
Oh.
Carl! He says
all the teams are confirmed and they will be announced soon.
Thank you, Carl.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys, I'm here. Haha. All the teams are confirmed. Nice. Perfect.
All right, we're waiting for those announcements. Well, that's good because we got fun stuff happening. So October 22nd at Meltdown. At 9 p.m., Meltdown Bar here on St. Denis in Montreal. We are celebrating 5 years of GOG, okay? And we're inviting everybody. So come on down. 5, 5, 5. It's going to be a time, as we say in Newfoundland. There will be themed drinks. Really, really good themed drinks because they know how to make their cocktails over at Meltdown. We're going to have door prizes. Really good door prizes. So you want to be in on that. We're going to have a cake. Okay. So, you know. But yes, you're all invited. It's going to be a time. We're announcing it here now today. I'm going to be posting the Facebook invite. I'm going to be sending out invites. There's going to be a thing on the website. You're going to have to stay tuned to everything that is GOG social media-wise so that you'll get to see what the prizes are. And trust me, I'm working on some dope shit.
It's gonna be awesome.
You want to be there, okay? And for those folks that... You know, maybe you're not in Montreal. I feel you. We love our internet peoples from all over the globe. We'll have some online contests too for prizes, okay?
Because we're that cool.
Because we love you, right? It's going to be awesome. So, October 22nd, 9 p.m. at Meltdown. All right? Be there or be square. And, of course, as usual, we've got our wonderful stream team that comes and hangs out here every evening nights. And sometimes Saturdays, too. Yes. We've got Cathalis on Tuesday with Ratchet and Clank.
Yes.
Alice on Wednesday with Destiny.
Yes.
Miss Bianca Donk on Friday with Hitman. Yes. And Witchling is joining us again. I love that woman. Mm-hmm. On Saturday with Dark Souls. Mm-hmm. So many fabulous ladies playing so many fabulous games. I love it. I love it. We've also got some cool website highlights if you want to go check it out on the site. We got all the details about Northern Arena. So go check that out because you can go buy your tickets now. They're up. They're online. You can buy them. So go do that. Plus, we'll be posting the other news stories come out about Northern Arena. We've also got some really good interviews from DreamHack Austin up there, including interviews with Zeph, Zombie Grub, and more. And it's Halloween month, so we've got lots of geeky Halloween posts. So you got to go check that out. Makeup, DIY decorations, costumes, all that jazz. So yeah, you should go check that out. So before I give all the spiel about all the GOG social media and how you can check us out, May, thank you. It has been awesome to have you on this cast.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really grateful for being here.
Please let everybody know how they can track you down on the internet and, of course, follow everything that is Northern Arena.
I can find me on everywhere, I think, at TechCore, TechCore. If it's Xbox Live, it'll be Maybot, MaeBot.
Oh, cute!
Oh, yes. Expect a friend request.
For Northern Arena, everything is at Northern Arena on Twitter, northern.arena on Instagram. Please visit our website, northernarena.ca, for all like updated news and announcements for the upcoming teams that we will be announcing soon, as well as join our Discord. You can find that on our website.
Awesome. Yeah, the Discord's really good. Simon,
hi.
Thank you, my dear. How my can pleasure. Everybody track you down?
GOG Simon M on Twitter.
Go follow the man.
Yes.
And Allie, how can everybody poke at you and harass you for your Xbox love?
Basically, everywhere on the internet, I am 8-Bit Blonde, spelt out, so not the number 8, but the actual word 8. Same thing on Xbox and on PSN. So, add me.
Yeah, go add the girl. All right, I'm Leah. I'm Leah Jewer on everything. But of course, all you want to know is all the GOG stuff, right? So you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at The Girls on Games. We're on Instagram and Snapchat as just Girls on Games. And then for everything else you could ever need to know about Girls on Games, you can go to the website, girlsongames.ca. It's been a wonderful Monday evening with you folks. Thank you again. We'll see y'all next week. Have a great time playing games.
Bye.
And see you October 22nd.
Yeah.
Yeah, for drinks.
Or else you die.
No, not really.
Okay.